Local. This is 5AA, always Adelaide.
The 5AA Player app lets you listen to all your favourite 5AA shows wherever you go.
5AA Mornings with Matthew Pantelis.
27 minutes to 12 o'clock on 5AA. Our stage on a Monday morning. Today we're talking about the Pavely app. It's an app for your smartphone and it helps to foster inclusive communities because it's basically a directory of accessible venues and facilities across SA for people who are disabled. People can rate and review their experiences as well. From the Department of Human Services, Manager of Strategy within the Policy and Reform Unit, Rhys Turter. Rhys, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for coming in. And Evan Johnson, and Evan, you're proudly physically disabled. You're a wheelchair user and autistic.
Yep.
And the app is, well, it's designed to cater for you, I presume.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for coming in. Nice to meet you both. Rhys, let's start with you. Tell us about Pavely. Why did the Department of Human Services get involved?
Yeah, look, it all started from an idea within the State Disability Inclusion Plan. We really wanted to find a way that we could easily display accessible and inclusive locations around the state to help support people with disability and accessibility needs to find places to go and see and do. The idea of making it a smartphone app was a joint collaborative effort between the Department of Human Services, the Department for Innovation and Skills, and a South Australian startup in the Moonshine Lab. And it's really about just empowering the community to get out, see what everything South Australia has to offer, but be in the know before they go. So it allows users to find, rate and review all different locations and venues around the state based on their accessibility needs.
Okay. Evan, you've been using it, obviously, as a disabled person. What attracted you to download it and get into it?
Yeah,
Pavely?
Very much about, you know, as anyone, I want to be out in the community. I want to have all these novel experiences that anyone else gets to experience. And, you know, living with disability or being a disabled person, it can be really hard having those barriers. So knowing about things ahead of time, I can find venues that are suitable for me to go to, and I get to, yeah, just have fun and experience as many things just as anyone else could.
Fantastic. All right. Rhys, how do you use it? Once you've downloaded it, of course, how do you use it?
Yeah, so once you attend a location, say your favourite coffee shop, for example, you can go on to Pavely and register all the different accessibility features that that particular venue has to offer. And there's 7 different categories that you can select from. So you can inform the community on the sort of access that that venue has, you know, in terms of the entrance, the accessible facilities, toilets and so on that it's got, the vision and sensory environment of that particular location, you know, is it loud? Is it bustling?
Okay.
Does it have natural light? Is it more artificial?
Yeah, right.
The accessibility parking that's in and around that venue, and the overall assistance as well.
These are things able-bodied people really wouldn't ever think of.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you know
the lighting, for instance, what you said.
Yeah. The Pavely app is designed for people with disability and accessibility needs, but it certainly doesn't limit the community. Older people, you know, mothers with children, or people that just have various accessibility needs can utilize and find value in what Pavely has to offer.
Okay. Evan, can you share a story with us when you've come across a challenge or a barrier, when you've been at a venue, how Pavely can improve those sorts of experiences?
Yeah. So kind of constantly, really, there's accessibility barriers everywhere,
sure.
But you know, just not knowing is probably the biggest thing. So you can go on a website and they might have nothing about their accessibility, or go on Google Maps and it's very unclear. So when you've got an app like Pavely, there's very specific information that's relevant to knowing, will I be able to access the building? Can I use a bathroom in the building? Am I going to likely feel very overwhelmed sensory-wise? Is this going to be probably safe people that I can ask for assistance? So just having those kind of information ahead of time, I can really think about, will there be a barrier? So do I actually want to go here, or should I go somewhere else that might be more suitable?
Yeah. I've just realized as you've been speaking and what you said at the very beginning there, every time you leave the house, you must be thinking, I wonder if I'm able to get to where I want to go in terms of accessibility.
Oh, absolutely. And it goes beyond even just buildings. Like, you know, think about the pathways, or like a good example in the city is the scooters on the pathways and getting around them. Like, it's something you really have to think about constantly.
Wow. Okay. Rhys, who's it been created for? Is it people like Evan, essentially, Pavely?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's based on people with disability and accessibility needs, but anybody can find value in the services and the facilities that are featured within Pavely.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be just something as small as making sure that there's a car parking available, or, you know, what sort of door are they going to encounter when they actually get to a location to make sure that they can get through. And that can be particularly a barrier for people with wheelchairs if they get to there thinking it's a sliding door and then they have to, you know, have a turn knob and try and open it. So, you know, the features are jam-packed with what you can find.
Okay. How many accessible venues and facilities can you search for?
Yeah, so Pavely is growing every day. Yeah. So on last count, there was about 450 different venues pinned with accessibility information. And in addition to that, there's the state's changing places facilities that have also been pinned. And there's about 1,900 different public toilet facilities.
Okay.
Their locations, the sort of features that are in there as well.
Gee, that's important, isn't it? When you think about it, I mean, you talk venues, we're talking, what, coffee shops, restaurants, theatres. I'm trying to, off the top of my head, list a whole different nightclubs, obviously.
Yeah,
everything.
Nothing's off limits. Yeah. It could be the local, you know, cafe. It could be a you know, five-star restaurant. It could be a hotel. It could be a business. Nothing's off limits.
Evan, what are the best things about Pavely that you experience when you use the app?
It's very much down to just having this really rich variety of information. Like, I've definitely been to so many new places that I never would have even known existed, first of all, and then finding out, you know, that they're accessible, it's really opened up just a lot of opportunities for, like, the whole social participation, just getting out in the community that I probably wouldn't have had otherwise. And like what Reese was saying about bathrooms, that's also huge. Like, accessible bathrooms is a really big issue, so actually having a directory of where to go. It's, it's been quite a game changer, I'd say.
How carefully do you have to plan out each day when you leave the home, particularly if you're going to somewhere you don't know? How carefully do you plan it out, in what level of detail?
Very, very carefully. Like, I'm constantly going on, like, street view and maps and, like, following paths and stuff to just get an idea, going on apps like Pavely now to get all that information, asking around people, you know, have you been here before? Do you know what it's kind of like? So it's very carefully sought after, and it's been interesting how many of my friends have now been like, I had no idea how much forethought goes into just leaving the house. So it's been really interesting.
And you're not motorized, are you, when you came in? I think you were pushing.
I use a manual wheelchair, so that's another consideration, you know, energy wise you know, is it going to be really steep to get there, or all these kinds of things.
Wow, man, there's so many things that I didn't realize. It sounds like a great app, Reese. Why is it such a valuable tool for anyone with a disability or accessibility need?
Well, you know, everybody in our community has the right to feel included and to have the opportunity to participate in all aspects of community life. And we, you know, the Department of Human Services, we hear stories like Evan's all the time where the amount of research and pre-planning that goes into going out and about can be so massive. And, you know, even going one step further and having to pick up the phone and make that phone call to a business to say, can I actually come and, you know, enjoy what you've got to offer, can be really embarrassing at times. So to have all of that information in one central location that you can pick and choose what sort of features you need and then be able to see all the venues that can cater to that can be incredibly empowering to people that need it. And like I said, it's just at a touch of a button. So you're not having to then do all that pre-planning.
Yeah. How would you rate Pavely compared with a tool like Google Maps 7? Is Pavely better for someone with a disability who needs to find out accessibility information about a venue?
Yeah, I'd say in terms of, like, very specific information, a lot better. A lot of people kind of had the misconception that accessibility is, like, just having a ramp or something. Just these very base-level things, which isn't necessarily relevant to everyone. And that's kind of the information you'll probably find on Google Maps more so, alongside bathrooms. But even then, it's not always the most accurate, I've found. So having access to Pavely, you know, as a primary resource, and then things like Google Maps as another resource, you really can get a more cohesive idea. And like what Reese just said, that's really empowering to be able to have that independence taken into your own hands.
Okay. Reese, for people who use it, you've talked about pinning a location. What does that mean? So people on the app, how do they get involved with that?
Yeah, so once you download Pavely and you go to a particular venue, you can go on to the app, rate all of its accessibility features, and then what the app will do is put a pin on that location so that the next person that goes there can pull that up and see all of the information that you've just provided.
Okay.
I guess the power of Pavely is in its community. So this is not the business telling you what they consider to be accessible and inclusion. This is actually the people that are using those services telling you what their experience was like.
Mm.
So you can be assured that people that are maybe in similar circumstances as you or need the same sort of features have actually rated and provided that information directly. And the more pins or the more locations that we can get on Pavely, the more choice and control that people have.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. For business, how does Pavely support them?
Pavely is such a great tool for businesses who want to learn more about how their business is interacting with the community. You know, and then look at opportunities to then respond where maybe potential barriers have been identified. And sometimes it can be as small as changing the sort of light bulb that a business has, or maybe just turning down the music every now and then. That can be a significant improvement for people that might have sensory needs, for example. And so being able to see how their businesses is working with their community can be really important, because, you know, often people hear about just the negatives in terms of, you know, reviews on Google or TripAdvisor or something. But this is actually the people that are using your services in terms of the access of that business, which you don't often get.
Yeah, all right. Evan, how would you suggest people start using Pavely?
Just dive into it, really. Yeah. Like, it's quick and easy to download. You just make your account, and then, yeah, you can start seeing the map, have an explore of your local area, as well as CBD. It's just South Australian-wide, so... yeah, really just start seeing what's out there, and as you go about, you know, your environment, start adding your own pins, improve the community for everyone else.
Yeah, all right. I was somewhere, I'm trying to think where I was, but it was an old heritage building and it was a restaurant type thing. And to get into it, it was some steep steps at the front, older building, you know, so the steps weren't even low steps, they were quite high. But it did have a sign, wheelchair access at rear. And you look at that and think, well, that's terrible, really. And maybe they can't change it. I don't know. But the rear was the laneway, and that was the way in. So at least they had that. But that's sad. Unfortunately, it's all, that was the word that came to my mind. It's sad that somebody in a wheelchair has to go to the back of the building through a grotty laneway to get in to have a meal. But I suppose that's the information you'd find on the app as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we appreciate that it's not always as easy to make massive changes to your venue, your business. But, you know, Pavely gives you that full scope of what the community is considering to be accessible and inclusive. And like I said, it's sometimes just those minor tweaks that you can make just to enhance the participation of the people that are using that. And yes, you know, there are those instances, you know, there's also instances where a business considers themselves to be accessible because they might have a really large front door, but it's what's happening once you get inside that really ultimately matters.
Okay. How do we download it? Just remind us of that to finish off.
Yeah, so Pavely is free to download from both Apple and Android app stores, or you can head to www.pavely.com.au to find out more.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like just an absolutely essential app for people to have. Is it just SA-based, or is this going to spread across the country? Is anyone else doing this?
Yeah, look, this is uniquely South Australian. Okay. We're really proud to be a state that's empowering and looking at access and inclusion in South Australia. But, you know, who knows? We might take this national. We'll just wait and see.
And how's it spelled for people who want to access it?
PAVELY.
Okay, so this is primarily for people who have accessibility issues, disabled, whatever the case may be, or autism or whatever. They can jump on and have a look at what areas are safe for them, ways to get in, accessibility and businesses and toilets and everything else that you talked about today. It sounds absolutely essential. Great meeting you both. Rhys Turda, manager within the Department of Human Services, and Evan Johnson, man in a wheelchair and autistic as well, coming in and telling us your story. Evan, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you both.
Very much.
Thank you, Rhys. It's coming up to 13 to 12 on 5AA. Mm-hmm.